DeSantis campaign spokeswoman, Biden voters on Martha's Vineyard should open their summer homes to illegal aliens. By John Binder on September 15, 2022. President Joe Biden's supporters on Martha's Vineyard should open their empty summer homes to shelter newly arrived illegal aliens. A spokeswoman for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis's re-election campaign says. This week, DeSantis flew about 50 illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, a wealthy enclave of liberals and home to former President Obama, who owns a nearly $12 million property on the small island off the coast of Massachusetts. Liberal activists and Democrats, in response, have denounced DeSantis for transporting illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, though they support Biden's expansive catch-and-release network that brings thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens every day to working and middle-class American towns. Christina Pusha, a spokeswoman for the DeSantis campaign, said Biden voters on Martha's Vineyard ought to open their homes, often empty except for during the summer months, to newly arrived illegal aliens. Martha's Vineyard claims to be a sanctuary jurisdiction that welcomes illegal aliens, Pusha wrote on Twitter. Most of those multi-million-dollar mansions are summer homes that are vacant most of the year. They can be used to house thousands of illegal migrants. Time to walk the walk, Biden voters. The Obamas, for instance, do not live primarily at their vacation home in Martha's Vineyard. Instead, the family spends most of their time at their primary residence in Washington, D.C., an $8.1 million estate in the exclusive Kalorama neighborhood. On Martha's Vineyard, the Obamas' property boasts 29 acres, a private beach, 7 bedrooms, and 8.5 bathrooms. The residence alone could likely house up to 15 newly arrived illegal aliens, while the acreage could house the remaining 35 illegal aliens in makeshift facilities. As the New York Times notes, the overwhelming majority of Martha's Vineyard's wealthy residents are liberals who voted twice against former President Trump, in 2016 and 2020. In 2016, for instance, towns across Martha's Vineyard voted between 65% and 82% for Democrat Hillary Clinton against Trump. Then in 2020, voters on the island went between 70% and 88% for Biden against Trump. Despite their support for Democrat candidates, Martha's Vineyard's residents have been almost entirely immune to illegal immigration. The illegal alien population in Massachusetts, totaling nearly 300,000, resides almost exclusively outside the state's wealthiest regions like Cape Cod, Martha's Vineyard, and Nantucket. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.